spend all my money. It looks like jokes on me, but I don't think it's funny. That pussy ain't worth paying for, as far as I can figure. Cause there's nothing quite as worthless as a white girl with a nigger. And the thing God is a pussy, but that chick likes it, it seems. And she's the lip, brush him off, time and time again. It's enough to make a man grow up, sure it's hard to figure how many needs that girl to have a fuck a goddamn nigger. So for all you nigger loving whores, this song is just for you.
Well, that great David Allen Coe song goes out to all these nigger-loving white gals you see all over the place that make you gag like a maggot. And this is War Radio, transmitting here on Shoutcast.com or on WhitePlanet.org. And check WhitePlanet.org for the schedule. We're on there twice a week with a one-hour show. And that WhitePlanet.org is starting to fill up with shows. It seems like it's going to be a really great vehicle for our ideas and what we have to say. And we're at P.O. Box 65, Fallbrook, California, 92088. Remember one thing, however, when you tune into Shoutcast.com, you must go to Tom Metzger, search Tom Metzger, and then click Tune In. But some of you guys have been griping about, you can't get it, you can't get it, you can't get it. Well, if you're on AOL or a real proprietary type server, you're not going to get it, right? You're going to have to go on there and download WinAmp. Now, it tells you right on there at Shoutcast, you got to download WinAmp. And it's a free download, so you got no excuse there. And if you want to make it really good and you don't want to bitch about the pauses and the regurgitating or whatever it does when it streams, then get wideband or DSL. Don't be so damn cheap. You're spending plenty of money on beer, booze, and broad, so save a little money on there and then you'll be fine. Now, we've even had people calling in here complaining that, you shouldn't have it at one time during the day and you shouldn't schedule programs and all that. Well, we'll do anything you want to do if you help support it. If you send the money in, we'll do it.
Heck, and hell will freeze over when he's got this in the money.
Whoa, wait a minute there. it's Dr. Collinberg. Yeah. Hey, you made it through the lines with no problem.
That's right, man.
I didn't hear any gunshots.
They sent another 100,000 over, so Camp Pendleton's not where Will Guider's ready to do whatever I want.
Well, no, I didn't hear any bombs going on. I didn't even hear the dog howling.
Unprotected.
Remember, you can call us 24 hours a day for you insomniacs at 760-723-8996. But remember this. I tried to cut it off so you could talk as long as you want to and figured that you'd have enough sense to stop talking. But you don't, so I'm going to restrict you to 1 minute. When you call in, have your thoughts all set down, maybe on paper or whatever, and you've got 1 minute, and you better be clear and concise. And we're going to limit you to one call a week because we're getting so many calls.
Yeah. Try to be sober.
And I don't know. Some guys sound a little more eloquent when they're not sober.
I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know. I heard a lot of sober guys that didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, that's true.
And number one is Bush.
That's true. Well, no, he's hardly ever sober.
Well, he blames it on pretzels.
Coke. But you know, one thing about that people can't get on, make sure you have a sound card in your computer.
It
didn't know he's supposed to have a sound card.
Yeah.
You got sound cards and speakers make sound.
Yeah, that is pretty bad. I mean, the guy didn't even have a sound card in his computer.
Wait, no screw. Why did you put this in your paper? I can't get on.
Yeah, I can't hear nothing.
I need you. Why did you put this false information?
You think I need speakers?
Your sound card, baby.
Well, Dr. Carlenberg, I see the April issue of the Wheel paper is out, and it's in the mail.
Yeah.
Hey, you did a great job putting this one together.
What a rhythm this one.
Man, I'll tell you, just don't ask for a raise around
yeah.
there. That's all I expect, you know.
Decent cup of coffee.
How about that? Bomb Israel, not Iraq, on the front page.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ought to put this one, get these papers in bulk for $25 a hundred, and if you want to really become a newspaper warrior, you get 1,000 of them.
Yeah, how about your local military base?
Yeah, $150, and these are post-paid to your door, so that's a pretty good deal, and we'll send you a sample paper for $3, but if you're real kind and want to contribute, make it $5
yeah.
for a sample copy, and inside the paper, we've got all the things that we have, merchandise that we have to sell. And I'm going to be commenting a little farther on this a little later in the show, given a little hell, because there's a whole industry has sprung up with guys who barely have been in the movement at all mm-hmm. in the struggle, haven't paid no dues, never went to jail, they've never even, you know, stood on the street corner and handed out literature and everything, but they've just made a business out of
yeah.
this. And so what we want to do is start referring people to the guys who have talk the talk and walk the walk,
mm-hmm.
and because this is what they use to finance their operations. So, like when we promote Panzerfaust back in Minnesota, Newport, Minnesota, Panzerfaust contributes money to lawyers to help with briefs for older members and things like that, and they do a lot of other good on the side. So that's what we call a real Aryan business,
mm-hmm.
you see. So anyhow, I'll talk about that a little later. But, you know, we got 20 pages of... It's really hot. And, you know, we got all those letters to the editor. I know everybody likes those letters to the editor. And we got the old print problem all solved.
Yeah.
We're okay on that. And Dr. Carlenberg, he's very conservative here. He doesn't call himself Dr. Wyatt Carlenberg. But we got part two of the Book of Light.
I was thinking of just calling myself God.
Oh, well.
The Almighty.
Or, you know, God spelled backwards is dog.
Yeah, big dog.
Yeah, big dog. And then we got some funny pages, our bunch of cartoons here. And if you haven't gotten any of our cartoon books, hey, they're going to start selling on the stands pretty soon. How about that?
What, in New York?
Yeah, well, $20 a piece. We got 5 books of cartoons from A. Wyatt, man. And they'll run you $20 a piece. But watch some of your more radical newsstands.
Yeah.
You may see them out there. And we got a big cartoon about when the goddamn Jews take over America. That's funny.
Written by an American anarchist.
Well, how about that? And okay, well, anyhow, we can't spend a whole time advertising here. Let's see. We better go to the calls, probably.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, Doctor, since you had such an easy way in here, we're going to give you a little rest here for a while. And we're going to go right to the calls here.
People pray for the destruction of Israel and America. Wars are going to happen in their merits and fighting to destroy the multiracial system, race-mixing.
Hey, Watt, that man sounds serious.
Yes. And I will say, America is the cancer of the world.
Oh, my, you are.
It's spreading in the Middle East, the cancer.
My God, you're on a high horse today, Dr. Carlenberg.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Professor Carlenberg. I'm going to keep it short because I know this is my 200th call, and
yeah.
I know I'm only allowed 200 calls.
Right,
but, I laugh at all this non-profit organizations. You know, if these kites get their fucking way, we'll all be non-profit individuals. And,
I'm all
you
right.
know, and look, but, you know, the bright side is there's more and more of these handicapped parking spaces all around America because, you know, if the Jews get their way, every Aryan is going to be handicapped and be worthy to, you know, a disabled, mentally insane, mentally disabled veteran, all these veterans coming back from the Iraq war like Vietnam. You know, the types hope that the day will come when every parking lot and every parking space in America will be handicapped. And I want to tell me, but I love that the Carlenberg is lying about treating their foreskin to Jehovah. But, you know, that fucking nigga Akbar, you know, that Frank got officers and soldiers in the tents, and when I saw in this filthy Jew media, yeah, I haven't seen it, I saw it once, all the fucking sand all on his nose and up his nostrils, and sand all over his face, I said, yeah, that's a sand nigga.
Well, Dr. Kahlenberg, that's our good buddy Quincy.
Let him have him twice this time, but not next time.
Yeah, well, actually, we edited into one.
Yeah.
So he got one, and that's about a minute, maybe a little bit more.
I was reading this book about the Vietnam War, and they were saying that most of the officers that got fragged in the Vietnam War were white officers getting fragged by black GIs, so... Actually, this guy is just kind of a carryover from the Vietnam War.
Well, look, I've said many times, and I said it back then, this is not a nigger war anyhow. You know, why would niggers want to go fight for the rich white man anyhow?
Oh, yeah, took care of the Muslim.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people have raised their eyebrows. I said, why should a non-white have loyalty to what has been a white system?
Mm-hmm.
They should hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad they hate it. And the more this shit happens, like in the military, the less inclined maybe they'll be to recruit these people. But I don't think they'll learn a damn thing. I just go back to the great General Schmedley, who said, war is a racket, that's it, it's all said and done.
Yeah.
Well, yep, that was General Schmedley Butler. I'm sorry.
Butler.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, another thing, too, is white working class people should be aware that they shouldn't fight for rich white people, because even though they've got white skin, they're not a part of our people.
Yeah. Well, that goes for, I hope that everybody listening to this show understands that.
Yeah.
But my point was that we should not have any loyalty to anything non-white, and
mm-hmm.
anything non-white should not have any loyalty to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that. Why would you respect anybody who thinks more about somebody else's race than their own?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Quick observations here. First of all, we all know the Jews are behind this goddamn war against Iraq. But
yeah.
The only Jews we see on the front line in the battle against Iraq are Jewish reporters like Ted Koppel and David Bloom. They want this war so badly that they don't want to fight it. They want us goy suckers, us goy cannon fodder to fight their wars for them. Secondly, Sarah Michelle Gellar, I think she does possess some type of Jewish physical characteristics. If you look around the eyes and the brow ridge, they have that sort of some telltale Jewish signs there. And thirdly, Saddam Hussein is my vote for man of the year. He's the only guy, unfortunately he's not white, but he's standing up to the Jews, he's standing up to Israel and the United States. He's doing what the white man should be doing. Thanks again for your message, Brian.
Yeah. Well, as far as having Jewish characteristics, here again, I'd like to go back and say these are hybrid characteristics.
Yeah.
These are race mixed or mongrel characteristics,
mm-hmm.
if you see a characteristic. So when you see a character of a hook-nosed, beady-eyed Jew in our cartoons, what you're actually seeing is a racial hybrid. Usually from Eastern Europe and the Middle East and like that. Who have a Jewish religion.
Yeah.
Well, look at all the Khazars. They just shopped around for a religion.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, they didn't convert to Judaism until the 5th century A.D.
Right. So, anyhow. Oh, yeah, those Jews, they don't like those front-line positions.
Oh, they were better being the generals.
It's interesting, though, they got Jews down there in Israel on the front line.
Yeah.
You know why? Mostly Ashkenazims.
Yeah.
And then, of course, yeah, they do bring quite a few Sephardics in,
mm-hmm.
and they're pretty radical. You
yeah.
know, they have to be, because the Muslims hate their guts.
Yeah.
But that's the way that goes. And as far as Saddam Hussein being man of the year, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the balls. I think he who has the balls should get the votes.
Oh, the Iraqi people, because basically it's becoming a mom-pa rebellion that... A lot of these guys that are fighting in Iraq aren't even soldiers, they're just civilian armies. It's actually like the American Revolution, you know, they bitch about them fighting out of uniform, but American Revolution was just, you know, mom, pa, out there with buckskin shooting at British soldiers. That's basically what they're doing in Iraq. They don't have uniforms because they're not soldiers, they're civilians.
Well, I heard this too, the term blue-collar militia used.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
And also, this sure puts to rest, and I may have commented on this last week, the idea that an armed citizenry can't do anything.
No.
Now, here's militias and guys in barefoot with one rifle, and they're screwing up the whole U.S. Army.
It's better effective because the media's always crying about how unfair it is and calling them war crimes. It's war crimes that civilians fight back. You know, they're supposed to sit back and get bombed on and just die. And
well, how about these newspapers, big corporation newspapers? They're making a fortune, of course, with everybody reading their papers and watching TV all the time. That's all a big profit deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look and you see a big color pictures of all these Iraqi soldiers laying around all shot to shit with their legs blown off and everything else. But if one American GI gets pictured the same way, oh my God, that's unfair. That's against a Geneva Accord.
And another thing too, it's, you know, if Americans fly in a jet, because we've got billions and billions of dollars behind flying the jet and drop bombs on cities, you know, they're heroes. But if an Iraqi soldier drives a truck through American GIs and only kills GIs, he's a terrorist, and that's a war crime. That's against the Geneva Convention. So the Geneva Convention favors the rich, because the reason our Iraqis aren't flying jets over American soldiers is they don't have enough money to buy them. You know, all the jets are coming. So if, as long as you have a lot of money, then you'll never be a war criminal.
Did you have to ask yourself this question, too? There's been some planes shot down over there. Friendly fire?
Oh, yeah, there is. It's all accidents.
Iraq don't have any planes.
Yeah.
There's no Iraq planes in the air.
Yeah.
So how in the hell are stupid bastards shooting down each other? You know, the Americans are shooting the Canadians down, and the British are shooting the Americans. What? And all these helicopters ain't worth a shit. They're crashing everywhere. And here's a damn stick. Took his tank and turned it over in the river.
Well, you got a lot of those control guys. They had the control guys probably niggers and stuff like that. Or Mexicans that can't hardly read English and stuff. So, you know, they're that one that they shot down, that one English airplane. They said that they screwed up the, you know, they got their little homing device to tell them who's friendly or not. Then some guy down on the ground misread the homing device.
If there was no Iraqi air force in the air,
oh, yeah, no.
Everybody's supposed to be a friend.
Oh, yeah, no.
I watched some footage last night that showed B-52s up in northern Iraq, where that point of demarcation with the Kurds are at.
Yeah.
And he was patter bombing all across this ridge. I mean, you know, these super big bombs.
Yeah.
And the Kurds are down there saying, there's no Iraqis even up there. Now, here they're taking $1 billion aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
They're flying it all the way from Missouri. Mm-hmm. He's flying nonstop from Missouri to Iraq and bombed Iraq. I mean, you know, this is a real, like a rock show.
Well, it's good on CNN. I think that's what it is.
I hope all you white Americans realize where your goddamn money's going.
Fantastically funny stuff. I almost split my spleen listening to the first 5 minutes. Anyway, my good alien friend from Quincy, yes, you, sir, do need to collect your thoughts. You, sir, sound like a moron. Collect their thoughts before speaking, but you opened the door, so yeah, I mean you. Have a good one.
Oh, man.
You boys going to stop fighting or I'm going to have to get my belt out?
Boys, you girls are going to have to quit fighting. Come on. Hey, come on. We got to be tolerant here.
Yeah.
I learned that by reading stuff from the SPLC.
Yeah, most of you got to be tolerant of the people.
Very tolerant, yes.
And these Iraqi people, throughout history, have been able to fight and overthrow their oppressors. So I guarantee you, it may not be a strong grad for Bush, but it's damn close. Bush is better. The hell would he have in heel? The hell would a great thing. Okay, later.
Well, Doctor, there's one thing they don't seem to understand. This is not like, even like Saudi Arabia. And nothing like Afghanistan. The literacy rate is extremely high in Iraq. You're dealing with a lot more people who are highly educated and smart people.
Yeah.
And the women, too, have much more freedom in Iraq. So you're not dealing with a bunch of Bedouins here.
Especially with Iraq's right in the middle. It's got Muslim countries all around it, and Muslims that are sympathetic, and they're going to be coming in the group. Even this will probably be on many Stalin that I agree with that. But after Baghdad falls, which it will fall, you're going to have a guerrilla warfare that's going to go on for a long, long time. Because, I mean, it's just not going to be Iraqis. It's going to be the Syrians and Iranians are going to be coming in.
Well, if you watch any news service besides all these bought-off U.S. News services, like I watched this Worldview, the Canadian one, and they were showing busloads of these guys getting on the buses in Iran, all over the place, headed for Baghdad. Now, man, you got to have balls to do that. I mean, first of all, they're going to have to run the gauntlet getting in there, and then once they're in there, they're like walking dead men.
Well, I was reading a newspaper a couple days ago, and they were saying that even Christian Arabs, we were talking about Christian Arabs were saying that they wanted to go to Iraq to fight, even though they weren't Muslims, they didn't believe in the Holy Jihad, that they didn't want anybody, especially white people, invading their Muslim their Arab homeland.
Well,
it's not just a religious thing, it's a racial thing with them.
See, the only people anymore that don't give a shit about being invaded is white people.
Oh, yeah. We look at it as liberation and as cleanliness of our sins.
Yes, because we're so racist.
Yeah, that evil white skin.
We are naughty.
That doesn't make us pure.
We are naughty.
That's great. I thought you would have picked that because, as always, as usual, most of the letters that I ever wrote to war were published. So, anyway, thank you. That's great. So, answer, I will... Chew on that answer. I won't use Dr. Kravenberg anymore. Did I say that? I don't know. I guess I did. Although, I'm pretty sure it is Wyatt that pens those cartoons, but that's cool. I can understand the dual identity situation.
You don't have to call me Dr. Kravenberg anymore. I got a promotion. I'm now officially God. And I'm not A. Wyatt Man, but I am Jane Wyatt on Father Knows Best.
You know, you might as well give up about this damn A. Wyatt Man, because no matter what you say, people still think you do those kinds of
things. Oh, yeah. You know, people think I'm Wyatt Earp and everything else.
That's funny, man. I mean, you know, we are straight shooters here. We do not lie. We do not lie. It's not in our repertoire. Now, we may tell too much truth, but we don't lie.
Speak for yourself, Master.
Oh, wait a minute. You lie?
Goddamn right.
You're a lying dog.
Damn right.
Oh, no, lying God.
Lying God. I am a God who lies. Another thing, on Charmed, they had a baby who is the prophet who will save the world and is the spiritual God, and you know what they named him?
What?
Wyatt.
Oh,
the name of the prophet.
I gotta fire you before you get too strong and take over the state.
Goddamn right.
That was another great one. I just want to say the chemistry between you and the Honorable Reverend Dr. Martin Luther Caldenberg is excellent, man. Keep it up. The new format's great. The chemistry between you two is good, and the humor is there, and that's important everywhere in everyday life. Number two, I just want to tell everyone out there in Warland to get the great Rockwell Fest video. It's amazing. A lot of people know who, they've heard his name, but they really don't know who he was, or what a great speaker and strategist he was, and everybody should get that tape. You will get hours and hours and years of good stuff out of it. I'm really enjoying mine. Number three, and last but not least, I was wondering if you saw the ad for this movie Head of State that's putting out here, where Chris Rock and the other Negro comedian Bernie Mac become president and vice president respectively. Is you Hollywood trying to prepare us for something? That's it, guys. Have a great one and keep up the excellent work. Love your Shadcast show, and it's good to hear you guys 24/7. Bye.
Yeah, I noticed the number two movie is that Steve Martin movie where he's got the Queen Latifah comes in and lives with him in his internet date. So, and then he becomes like a wigger, and there's going to be another one with this Jamie Kennedy guy who's going to be a white wigger that goes to Watts and learns what it really means to be a nigger and loves the niggers and falls in love with the niggers. So yeah, they're pushing race. Listen, like, you won't believe much. Especially on MTV. MTV is just nothing. The only white couples that really are on there are homosexual couples. You know, white couples are race mixed.
Yeah. TV and the movies. You go to the movies nowadays, and the previews are just full of trash, crap, race mixing stuff.
But even the advertisement stuff. Just watch the advertisements and how many of them have white women kissing niggers or white guys with gooks or all kinds of shit.
Somebody has really stepped up the pace.
Yeah, it's surprising that companies that are trying to sell stuff would use face mixing to sell stuff. It seems like they would be worried that there's some people out there that they would lose sales to.
Well, I got, so last night was 24, that show, and that's pretty good show, but here they got this those hammer-nosed niggers as the president. And that really screws up the thing for me. Yeah. The whole thing falls around that. Yeah. I mean, you know, because it's just not going to... It's not... It might happen in the last days of the Romanovs, but it's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't even make... Not a high yellow, not a mulatto, but a big black buck nigger with a Thor's hammer nose.
And you know, TV Land, I think it was TV Land, had an award show a couple weeks ago, and they gave an award for, I think it was a Star Trek, for the first interracial kiss between Dr. Spock and that Sahara, that nigger.
Oh, you covered that on one of our shows, yeah.
Yeah, could you imagine giving I guess because they said that this is the future, and this is broke out of ice, and now the, you know, white women can set niggers' dicks and shit because of this kiss.
You know that
Dr. Spock was a big ADL dude, too.
Oh, yeah. There's a good show called S.H.I.E.L.D., this crime show.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
actually a good show, except they got this horrible, ugly nigger woman that's supposed to be doing the right thing and everybody else doing the wrong thing.
I mean, she's a pure nigger?
Yeah, and then this, then the last night's show they had, there was a kid, his mother was white, his father was black, but he looked white, and he was with a Nazi gang.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out and killed some people, enemies of the Nazis. And in the end, they surround the place, and there's a swastika flag hanging down, and he comes out firing, and they blow him away as a Nazi, and he's a mulatto. Well, maybe we got Jews for Hitler. Maybe we should have half-breeds for Hitler or something.
I was reading about the Creek-American War, and they said that the whites and the Indians lived in peace, but there was an Indian who was a half-breed, and a guy who lived with the whites who was a half-breed, and they were the ones stirring up the shit, because I guess when they looked in the mirror, they saw that there was something wrong. So the one that was living with the Indian wanted to be a super Indian, the breed that was living with the white wanted to be a super white. So they're the ones that kicked off the Creek War.
I must comment, Dr. Kaldenberg, during the Creek Wars, I don't believe they had mirrors.
Well, yeah, really did. They've had mirrors for a long time.
Well, I thought they had to look in the water to see their reflection.
Even the Vikings had mirrors.
Oh, come on now.
The Romans had them.
Why, you're just pushing that
pig again. In your defense, those mercury mirrors are pretty rare. And the Vikings and the Romans, I think they had metal, polished metal mirrors.
Tin mirrors.
Yeah, tin mirrors, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen tin mirrors.
Yeah, the tin mirrors are pretty old, but yeah, the mercury, the American Indians sure wouldn't have any mercury.
Yeah, okay, tell me, he ain't wrong too often.
Yeah, but the pioneers would have had glass mercury mirrors back then, but the Vikings would have metal mirrors.
Oh, God, we got to get
all technical, yeah.
Scientific here.
Well, John Perry was a Navy SEAL Vietnam, but he had a conscience driving him because he had a kill about the women and children when he got ambushed. Hey, this room's on good time. I like it. We got a black Muslim target officer, and that's really going to do great things for race relations in the military. You got a couple of niggers and a bunch of Mexicans have been killed already, which is good. You see the whites are up there in the front line doing all the fighting. Israel has a material penny.
Happy days are here!
The one that benefited from the most. I mean, people can't stay stupid forever. They're kicking the Iraqis ass, we're killing sand niggers, it's gonna take a while. This is gonna really destroy the black Muslims in this country, and it's gonna do wonders for race relations. I'm happy. I'm excited. I think it's great. I wish I was there. Hey, you guys have a good day.
You too.
Well, I don't see how it's going to destroy the Muslims because the press haven't even talked about it.
Oh, yeah, they really covered that up.
Well, I mean, you know, when Farrakhan says something about the Jews, they go ape.
Yeah.
And they go on and on about how horrible the black Muslims are, but I haven't heard anything much. The only one is that Michael Savage Jew that's on the radio. He raved on and on about it. But I haven't heard any of these conservatives talk about it.
Oh, yeah, well, a lot of them in the mainstream network, they didn't even talk about him being black or Muslim. He was just an American soldier.
Yeah, the neocons. Yeah. Well, I think we see some things differently than our military advisor here. But now this Rumsfeld, you know, he has micromanaged this whole damn thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why it's going to hell for him. You know, the Pentagon boys told him that plan was wrong. His whole idea was have a real hardcore force to go in there real quick and have a quick victory.
Well, him and that Cheney and some other people, I read a paper that what you do is you hit one of these Muslim countries at a time, like a domino effect,
right.
And then they go into Syria and they go in Iran, and then you'll have a democratic revolution off of the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will have an American democracy. All the oil will be ours, and we'll all live in peace and happily. And, you know, they're kind of like the new Trotskyists. You know, they want to export the American revolution all over the world and have turn everybody into Americans.
The neocons.
Yeah, neoconservatives. Yeah,
the neocons.
The new Trotskyists.
You know what that's like. What they're trying to do. Did you ever go down the beach and dig a big hole in
mm-hmm.
the sand
yeah.
down to the water,
yeah.
and then come back a half an hour later and it was full of sand
oh,
again?
Yeah.
Well, you can screw around with that Middle East till hell freezes over, and if you leave for 10 years, it'll be right back the way it was.
Well, you know, they want to liberate people who don't want to be liberated, and the main reason they ran it, they crashed those planes in the World Trade Center, is they're tired of American culture contaminating their culture. They're tired. They don't want their kids to be faggots and whores like American people. They hate American culture. They don't want it. And all this democratic revolution is not going to work because they don't want the crap. That's what they're fighting us because they don't want it.
Well, they prefer their own dictatorship. You know,
yeah.
the whole story. Maybe a bastard, but he's our bastard.
Yeah, that's true.
I wish we had a bastard.
That's true.
Okay.
And about the masses not being stupid forever. They've been stupid since the Ice Age, and I think another 50,000 years they'll still be stupid.
The only thing that keeps them from being less stupid is a strong arm.
Yeah.
Tell them what
yeah.
to do.
or saber-toothed tiger chasing them, and they're smart.
Yeah, right.
Everyone's got their dumb.
Maybe they're smart.
Yeah.
Well,
the survival of the fittest. The dumb ones, the tiger would have ate.
Yeah.
And then, like eugenics, you just keep the smart ones. The thing now is we don't have any saber-toothed tigers, and the dumb ones breed.
Oh, isn't that something? Boy, I tell you what, how many 100 million a year are added to the world population?
Oh, way too many. We don't need tigers. We just clone them and bring them back.
Man.
On the special day, we just have to the Darren Randolph and give him one for special Jigaboo Love and Jack after like himself.
Wait a minute.
Figure it out on his own. He shouldn't even be bothering to ask. He should just go join the sons of bitches. You know what I'm saying? And
you're a hard man. He's jumping all over our buddy
yeah.
there. You guys got
mean people.
Oh, you got to quit doing that. We can't remember that 11th commandment. Thou shalt not attack another Aryan.
That's true.
At least too much.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't too much.
That's a racist.
No, you can criticize a little bit, but let's not get personal about it, okay? Now, Doctor, we need more callers.
Yeah.
We need more callers, because a couple of these guys are taking up too much tape.
All right.
I put the machine back on the 1 minute limit,
yeah.
and you got 1 minute, so collect your little thoughts in your little head and spit it out, even if you got to read it off a piece of paper.
That's even better.
And we need some differences of opinion on here. We need more of it. So
yeah.
you want to be a star and be on world international war radio.
Even listen in Austria.
Yeah, they hear us all over the world. Some men say, you know, we'll probably get drugged before a Nuremberg type court.
Cool.
Yeah, I think Interpol's already after us.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that the Halliburton is getting the contracts to put out the oil fires and do oil maintenance in Iraq? You know who Halliburton is, don't you?
No, I don't.
Well, Vice President Dick Cheney was the CEO for Halliburton. Halliburton has donated buku money to the Republican Party. Now, surprise, surprise, they are the ones who are going to get the oil contracts.
Yes, I did hear about this, but my member banks are so crammed that I forgot about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a whole bunch there. All those guys are tied into the big money boys, and this Pearl, he got paid off $100 million,
mm-hmm.
you know, for taking it easy on the Saudis.
Yes.
He was ambassador or something over there. And he knew that the Saudis knew that Bush was going to really come down hard on him,
mm-hmm.
and he blackmailed him.
Yeah.
Got $100 million.
Yeah.
Now you said he's living in France.
Yeah.
Pearl, this guy's a war criminal. I hope all these guys get tried for war crimes.
Oh yeah, I hope the UN does something good and puts the Bush administration on trial.
But don't hold your breath.
Oh yeah.
You know,
when Clinton bombed the Serbs, you know the Serbs were trying to organize a pan-Slavic pipeline to go through Russia all the way to India, and the United States didn't want that, so they bombed the hell out of the Serbs and put a government in there that was against the idea. Afghanistan, then they went ahead and had an American pipeline to go through your Asia to India, but the Afghanistan and the Taliban wouldn't let the pipeline go through Afghanistan, so the United States bombed the crap out of Afghanistan, made it into ruins. Now the new Afghan government is going to let the pipeline go through.
Damn, that's a confusing situation, isn't it?
You know, it's pretty simple. It's all about money.
They need to send some more B-52s yeah. over there to finish the pipeline.
But they
got to drop some of those big-ass bombs and dig that trench.
Yeah, now, Union Oil is going to have a little pipeline right through Afghanistan.
Isn't that nice?
Prophet City.
I want to talk about this Tyson chicken outfit. You see them all around in the stores, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's run out of Oklahoma and Missouri and Arkansas, plants all over there.
Yeah.
Hires it wetbacks like mad, fouls the rivers and streams terribly.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson has done more to wreck the ecology of the waterways back there in mid-America than anybody else has possibly done it. Now, you know this guy. He's one of the big shots. He's got a Learjet. He owns a castle in Scotland. Well, they just tried to get him on hiring illegal aliens, and guess what? He beat it.
Oh.
Not only did he beat that, but he hasn't even paid the price for fouling the rivers and streams of the Middle America.
That's democracy,
right? He's a war criminal, that son of a bitch, and I'll tell you, he is, he makes Saddam Hussein look like a piker.
That's bombing.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people with lists sort of hid away.
Let's bomb him and put a pipeline through that.
I ain't gonna say who's on those lists, but you may get my drift.
If he
was to be, hey, you know how I used to have to kill the chickens back on the farm.
Well, if I was done with
the chickens. I had to wring their head. You know, maybe somebody needs to wring his head and then dip him in that scalding water and scrape off the feathers. You think Tyson's got any feathers?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll just take the skin.
Well, actually, we can tie him feathering first and put the feathers on him.
Well, all those kind of guys need to be dealt with sooner or later.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. But you know what? I haven't heard hardly any of the environmental people attacking Tyson.
Oh, no.
Isn't that interesting? No. You like this one, Wyatt. Dr. Collin, the devil is alive and well, according to a Gallup poll in which 68% of the respondents said they believe in Satan.
Yeah.
20% said they don't believe in the devil, and 12% weren't sure and were too stupid to answer. The Lucifer consensus cuts across political inclination, region, educational level, and age group. Hey, I don't know what I should ask you. I can't believe in the year 2003... that we are still so primitive that 68% of the people believe in a goddamn Satan.
I believe that 99% of the human race are the fucking devil.
Wait a minute.
I believe in the devil because I walk down the street and look at him every day.
Let me think about this one. You know, Mark Twain, you know what he said? He said, the 1st of April is the day we remember what we are the other 364 days of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. You know, the TV are bitching because... The Iraqi soldiers are putting tanks inside of mosques, and they're saying that they're going to attack them no matter what, because these mosques are military, and it's going to be the American right to go and blow up the mosque. You know, like all these civil rights workers in the 60s, they used to organize in Christian churches, and when the Klan used to bomb these churches, they used to be all upset, and the Klan never bombed a church that wasn't housing Reds. So it's all right for the United States government to bomb mosque in Iraq if they got warriors in them, but if they had warriors, you know, civil rights warriors in the Christian churches in the South in the 60s, that was evil.
That's true. All of those churches that were attacked, and there are a lot more that didn't get attacked, were nothing but staging areas for this Marxist race mixing Soviet style. And that's the poor people in the churches and the poor freedom riders and all that crap. The only problem was there wasn't enough white knights of Mississippi to get the job
ready. Yeah, there wasn't enough churches being bombed. If they would have went up the 80% of churches in the South, it would have been a lot better off.
And hopefully one day our history books are going to hold these people up in high esteem who lit the fuse.
Yes. Steve, and they had an opinion poll about in France, and it said one-third of the French people want the Iraqi government to win the war if it's the United States. And the Pope said that the United States and Iraq are equally responsible for this war. So those are two good signs.
Hail Mary, full of grace, Alan.
The Pope, you know, if you got the Pope against us, what can you do?
Well, yeah, the Papa.
Yeah, he's papally infallible, the Pontius Maximus, the difference between man and God.
We talk to the Papa, and he talks to Jesus.
That's true.
And Jesus talks
to... He is the Pontius Maximus, the PM, the bridge between man and God.
And
he's just like Bing Crosby.
And then Jesus talks to... Yahshua, Jehovah. What does this all mean?
It means that Jesus is against the Jesus freaks in the White House.
But
those Jesus freaks are talking to Jesus, and Jesus is telling them to attack the Middle East to bring back Jesus. But then the Pope is talking to Jesus, and he says, "Don't send the suckers over there to attack those other wogs."
I'm going to have
it's
to.
All confusing.
I got to find a rabbi to explain all
that
to me, man. Well, speaking of churches, I see here a big picture in a local paper about. It's funny, they got Animal House at the top here. It's about another deal, but anyhow, they got all these people lined up and said students joined prayers at the Islamic Center during a winter program that brought together young people from four faiths.
Whoa.
So see, that's Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and what the hell's the other?
Satanism. Yeah, that guy's pissing on the side of the mosque, that's the thing.
Oh, they are? Oh, they look like they're all standing there in a red prison, don't they?
Yeah.
Wow, man. I just said, here they are, we're at war, they are at war with Islam, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what the hell is this Zeus? I can't. It's just, how can anybody figure this lunatic asylum out?
You got to do coke like the president's going to make sense.
It's enough to make it take coke,
man.
At least a Coca Cola. Hey, doctor, there's a new rock group out. They don't like us white Yankees.
Oh.
Yeah, called Raising a Ruckus. The Mexican rock group Molotov is causing a stir with songs that explore the rocky relationship between Mexicans and Americans. You can imagine what they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Kill Whitey, kill the gringo, the whole bit.
And they should go back to Mexico.
We hope your little band starts throwing Molotov. I would just give anything if some of these Mexicans would start shooting and throwing Molotov cocktails up here, because that would give me the excuse to shut down a radio station, get my gun, and come looking for you. What do you think about that?
Crazy.
Hey, I get excited.
I know you do. Found out Cesar Chavez's birthday was yesterday. I was going to the public library in Fallbrook to pick up a tax form so I can pay the Iron Heel the money that they extort out of me so they don't throw me in jail. And found out the library is closed because it was Cesar Chavez's birthday. That's a California thing.
All these young whippersnappers don't understand how Cesar Chavez in California came about. Cesar Chavez was a pool hall lazy bum hanging out up there in Delano, and Saul Alinsky, the Marxist, admitted Marxist organizer from Chicago, who was the main guy who planned upheavals against the system or whatever, from the Marxist point of view. He took Cesar Chavez back to Chicago, trained him in agitation, brought him back to California, and he served the Marxist thing all along. Now, I fought him for 25 years, man. And I want to tell you, one time, you know what we thought we would do?
Right.
Way back? This was way back in the 70s, or maybe even the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
We said, let's go up there and grab that son of a bitch. We're going to kidnap his ass, cut his balls off, and turn him loose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we never did it. He kept his balls, so, you know. So we'd have to get the coffin open now. He's going to cut his balls off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what we thought of Cesar Chavez. Anybody wants to stick his face in my tits, they're going to get their face cracked. Ha!
Yes, a Russian court just said that, I guess the Orthodox schools there, they had a textbook that said that Jews were greedy and power-hungry, and they were all thieves and stuff. The Jews took them to court because I guess it's illegal to have hate literature and stuff. And the court said that, oh, that's not hateful, you can have it. So now the Russian Orthodox private schools can have anti-Jew stuff in their textbooks.
Things are looking up, why?
That's true.
Dr. Colibus, things are looking up. You know, I got one here, the Vandals. You know, I'm getting like those French more and more. I wasn't that happy with Frenchmen, but boy, they're starting to look better all the time. Vandals attacked copy of the Statue of Liberty. Vandals? What the hell do they blame the Vandals for?
Why, I know.
Just say Frenchmen.
Yeah,
Frenchmen attacked a copy of the Statue of Liberty in the southern French town of Bordeaux, spraying it with red paint and setting fire to it, the mayor's office said today. They also cracked a plaque on the statue commemorating the victims of the September 11, 2001 attacks on the U.S. cities.
Ooh.
The 8-foot-high copy of the famous statue given by France to the United States in 1886 was erected in Bordeaux in 2000. But, you know, the French tried to give this to Egypt first. Can you imagine? Egypt refused it.
Yeah.
The United States was, I think they offered it to several countries, especially to Egypt for some reason. So we're finally the saps that took it.
Yeah, we took it and changed it to a Statue of Liberty to a statue of immigration.
Yeah, and then we even to add insult to injury, we put in that obscene poem by Emma Lazarus, send us your wretched refuse, your garbage,
your shit from the earth,
yearning for a free ride, you know. And so when, you know, when these Muslims and stuff want to go blow up the Statue of Liberty, I sure as hell ain't going to stand in their way, man. I'll tell you, I wish we'd put...
Scrap metal.
Let's see, what should we put out there? Maybe a statue of Marilyn Monroe and a bikini or something.
Baby.
Well, no, that would attract more, wouldn't it?
Godzilla, probably Godzilla, that's scruffy, Jack.
No. Oh, I know, Adolf Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
We need a 200-foot statue of Uncle Adolf out there. Boy, I'd keep him away.
Yeah, Himmler.
Well, I don't know there either. You know, most of the third world think better of Hitler than anybody else.
Statue of me. That's good.
Oh, my God. Well, they've got enough granite to do that, man. You know, I was not too much of a fan of the militias, Dr. Colin Burke, because I knew a lot of them were phony, and most of them disappeared the minute Timothy McVeigh did the right thing. But anyhow, now, two men held for impersonating marshals. Columbia, South Carolina, two men who claimed they were Montana marshals are in custody after presenting fake documents demanding the release of Montana Freeman leader, the FBI said. On Friday, Irwin Albert Philbert, 82, of Ravelli, Montana, and Donald Little, 55, of Tacoma, Washington, walked into the lobby of the prison in Edgefield and demanded Leroy Schweitzer's release. Schweitzer's arrest in 1996 on conspiracy charges triggered an 81-day standoff between the FBI and members of the anti-government group. Hey, I want to tell you something. Well, Albert, the Irwin Albert Hubert, 82, and Donald Little, 55, of Tacoma, if they got the balls to walk in like that, I got to give those militia guys...
Such an 82-year-old man.
I got to give them credit, man. That took balls.
I wonder what tipped him off there when a marshal was the fact he was 82 years old and the retirement age 65.
Yeah, well, my hat was tipped and my hat goes off to these guys.
Yeah, it took a lot of guts.
Too bad they didn't pull it off, man.
Said that the San Francisco police told said that the San Francisco individual cops can't wear the American flag because the symbol of the American flag is a violation of the free speech of anti-war protesters.
Well, that's sort of interesting.
Yeah. Well, in San Francisco, but I agree with them too. I think it's a violation of my free speech too. Every time I see that stupid thing.
Well, I think they should be wearing dollar signs as symbol on their
head. Oh yeah, or just big old pigs.
That's who they serve, you know. So let's just put the dollar sign or the shekel sign right on their helmet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, those great leaders of ours are up to it again, there, Dr. Colin Burke. Mm-hmm. Harking back to the Revolutionary and Civil Wars, the House is talking about a national day of humility, prayer, and fasting to seek guidance from God during a time of war and terrorism. A vote on urging President Bush designate such a day was expected this week. And the resolution says Americans should use the day of prayer, quote, to seek guidance from God to achieve a greater understanding of all our failings and to learn how we can be better in our everyday activities and to gain resolve in meeting the challenge that confront our nation. Isn't that sweet?
Can I sacrifice a virgin?
Yeah, probably.
But
you'll have to take that damn dress off that Rumsfeld put on her. She's a beautiful gal.
Yeah.
He wanted to cover up her titties.
Uh-oh.
Cost taxpayers $8,000 to have her titties covered.
Holy shit.
Man, I'm going to tell you. Now, isn't that nice? Now, here's a government that, talk about schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
We're wiping people out all over the world. Like, kill our leader. We don't like them. Kill all these people. Oh, they're defending their country? That's a war crime. But now we have to have humility and pray.
For our shortcomings, I think what they mean by our shortcomings is they overestimated the size of the Iraqi resistance. That's their shortcomings. We're supposed to pray it out. Pray about more dead Iraqis.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. The hypocrisy, and I'm telling you, anybody with half a brain has got to be going nuts. You almost have to turn everything off in your house and turn the power off coming into your house so you don't have to listen to this lying bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, there's one black guy I really liked when we used to go on the
Norton Downer Jr.
Show. He said, you know what? He said, I go down south and I know where I am as a black man and I'm treated right. But I comes up here to New York and I have to put up with these lying crackers. And you know what? I look at those guys in the Congress and Senate just like that nigger.
Oh, yeah.
These lying crackers. I'm telling you.
You know, I was watching on TNT that Steven Seagal show, that Hard to Kill, the one that they had the Huella fight in.
Yeah.
You know, they edited the fight out.
They did.
They cut the fight all to pieces.
Wait a minute. I thought they were running across the stage.
Well, in the movie version, the uncut version, they had the whole thing, even on the sides, so somehow they expanded the film.
Yeah.
And they got all the sides that they don't show on regular TV. But when they showed it on TNT, they cut the entire thing out. All they show is a Bob Hike holding a chair or something like that.
See, that's Ted Turner.
Yeah.
Ted Turner and his ex-wife, he's divorced, isn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe he might get a little better now that he got rid of that bitch.
Yeah.
Because I think she influenced his left-wing thinking.
Well, actually, Jane Fonda, whoever she married, she kind of morphed into them. You know, she was married to that French playboy. She was Barbarella. She was married to Tom Hayden. She became a radical. She married Ted Turner. Now she's doing the brave Tommy Hawk. She's a capitalist. So she morphed into whoever she married.
Well, I think we ought to sue him.
Yeah.
For not putting your picture in there.
Yeah.
And showing you beating up on the
rock. I was sitting through that shitty movie just to see myself, and they cut me out.
Hey, you know they've ordered Geraldo Rivera out of the rock, right?
Yeah.
I bet all them out. I just want somebody to blow that song bitch away, man. And I don't want any of us people to be accused of it. I want to be a good Rocky man.
What you ought to do is, you know, when they find a minefield, they go, Geraldo, there's a breaking story over on the other side of the hill. Just run across this field.
Yeah, right.
hurry up before they shoot you. Just run as hard as you can, Geraldo.
You know what? If I was on the other side, I'd want to have an elite troop of nothing but snipers.
Oh, yeah.
Snipers that know all the pictures of all these press guys, all these and the top politicians, that they come out on the front lines to see how things are going, and I'd be popping those son of a bitches every time. But can't blame that on racist guys over in the USA. No way. Well, we got a problem here. The SARS is coming.
Oh.
You heard about the SARS.
Oh, yeah, the goop.
The goop Chinese crap that they let get out of control because the Chinese Marxists don't want to tell anybody they got a problem. You know, they're as bad as the North Koreans. So everybody, and I see these documentaries coming out of Canada. And why is SARS now big time already in Canada? Because their chinks are big time in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to relate anything. They pretend it's not happening. They got thousands and thousands of chinks coming into Canada, and then look up. Hey, we found some SARS here. I can't understand
where
how the fucking stuff got here. You know? It's a zoo, man.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. I'll tell you, it must be in the trade wind.
Oh, yeah.
It's in those supersonic winds, by the way.
Or terrorists, maybe.
Got nothing to do with these little chinks getting on an airplane over there, sicker than hell, and flying over here.
Well, that was the funny thing I saw on TV. They were suggesting that maybe it's germ warfare terrorists, you know, maybe terrorists spreading this stuff.
Right.
That's nothing to do with good immigration being.
Well, Third world is a terrorist thing. When they come here, they're loaded with tuberculosis. They got leprosy. They got every disease known to man. And they are a germ warfare. Why do you need a rocket to put damn germs in? Just put it into the people and send them over here.
Genocide for immigration.
Man, I'm telling you, my heart's going pitter-patter. I'm going to have to take a glycerin pill.
Did you hear about those seven women and children at the American Army? Shot a rocket and blew their car up.
They were obvious spies.
Well, the military has described it as the inherent right of self-defense.
Yes.
Could you imagine that? Rocketing a vehicle full of women and children is an inherent right of self-defense.
Well, of course. You just have to look at it in the right perspective.
I mean, the spins that they're putting on this crap is amazing. They must hire somebody full-time to just make up this bullshit.
Well, what's incredible is that they know that people will believe
it. Oh, yeah, the masses will buy anything.
I mean, now, when is it not possible to shoot the tires out of a van coming past you? Now, you get a van out here and try to run it past me, and I got an M15,
mm-hmm.
I'll blow the tires out from under it, and it'll come to a stop. I don't shoot it with a rocket.
Yeah.
I mean, this is insane.
Well, too, you know, they were saying it's because they didn't stop. Just imagine yourself as an Iraqi woman. If you got a car full of kids, and here's some nigger with a gun speaking a language you have no idea what they're saying, they're yelling something at you, holding a gun, would you stop?
No, I put my foot in the metal.
That's exactly what she did.
And let over the guy with the rocket.
But basically, she just wanted to get away from these stupid fuckers that couldn't speak Iraqi and she got themselves killed.
Well, she was probably higher educated than the guy that shot her.
Yeah.
Well, poor old ex-president from Peru, Alberto Fujimori, the Interpol's got an arrest warrant out on him. Yeah. You know why?
Because
he had the balls to send the boys into the bush and bring out that Guzman, the Jew, that ran Shining Path.
Oh, yeah.
And allegedly, they wiped out about 25, but I guess Shining Path disappeared, didn't
it? Yeah.
So the Shining Path was farting around for years blowing up stuff, and so he imported some of his friends. I think I know one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to go into that. But anyhow, they sent these boys out there, and they did a number on old Guzman the Jew, the Marxist Jew, and now poor old, at least he's so far safe in Japan. They're not going to give him up, but I would suggest he stay in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I'll tell you, I'm glad. You know, the Japanese put up 2 spy satellites last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great. Finally, they're listening to my advice. When I did speeches and lectured over there, I said, you can't trust the United States government for your security. You better get on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the time the North Koreans shot that first rocket across the bay there. And so, the Japanese now have finally figured out this government can't be depended on. They'll knife you in the back. So they put up their own spy satellites. And I think that's a good idea. I sort of like the Japanese, really.
Yeah.
You know.
Imaginistic nation.
I sort of like those Japanese. Not going to marry one, though.
No.
Well, here's some rinky-dink plant outfits ripping off our cartoons without giving us any credit. You know, we say go ahead and use our stuff, but give us credit, you know, and then things like that. So anyhow, yes, this is typical of the right-wing racist. The website is orionnights.com. I see they're running a lot of our war cartoons without credit also. For years, I've noticed how a high percentage of Christians are as bad as the Jews they attack. Even the so-called Jew Christians or Christian identity have no honor when it comes to anything they can rip off for free. I have always given permission for many groups to use war material if they include the source and address. I have never copyrighted our material either. Another problem is that some of these people who run websites and sell material have been in the real struggle in the streets, in jail, or seriously damaged by the Iron Heel. Most, however, are just businessmen or women who have never paid their dues or have no scars to show. They come and they go, either by email, regular mail, or camp followers that go to all the rallies hawking their wares. Well, Tommy says selling a white power t-shirt doesn't make you white power. Some sales group are honest and legitimate. One off the top is Panzerfaust of Newport, Minnesota. They sell a wide range of CDs, but they also promote bands and contribute money to help our imprisoned brothers and sisters. So in this case, I say buy your music from Panzerfaust. I would say National Alliance also, but I can't since they are a cult unto themselves, so only their cult members should support their business. The fact that the National Alliance spent a lot of money harboring a child killer rock singer from Germany who beat a man half to death over here while he was here, while Chester Doles, a honorable fighter and father of 11 kids, sits without support, tells me all I need to know. I suggest we circle the wagons and demand purchasing from groups and individuals that we know their real names and know they have paid the price through the years. All business only people should demonstrate that part of their profits from the struggle are being funneled to our wounded. Soon I will publish a list of business people who support the cause and are not just in it for the business. Also, demand to know a real name from who you are dealing with. Many people are using phony names to cover their Fed informant status. Recently, I was contacted by an area in Nation Security by a person that's named, if not possibly, his real name. When questioned, he swore it was his real name. Yours truly, Gerald von Ribbentrop Smith, born in Kentucky. Well, that's just a made-up sample by me, but that's silly. No wonder we're easy prey to the feds. We deserve it. How about that comment?
Hey, is that Christian group is also stealing the war logo and putting their name at the top of it?
Yeah, they actually took our war logo and took our war off and put their own logo on. I'm telling you, and these are usually Christian or
Look,
it says, thou shalt not steal in your Bible.
Well, what's weird is at the skull and crossbones is a sign of Nihilism. It is a very pagan thing, a very anti-Christian thing. Why in the hell would the Christians want to have an anti-Christian symbol?
Because they don't know any better.
It's a freebooter symbol.
Yeah, it's a freebooter symbol. You can't be a Christian.